right. Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're having a great afternoon here. First day open for CCM Wellness Center here in Montevideo, once again located right along Highway 7. And Brian Lovedall, the CEO of CCM Health, joins me. And Brian, a successful day so far.
Yeah, it's been incredibly successful. We were hoping for a good day, and it turned out to be a great day. So there's still people that are coming in for tours and signing up, so we couldn't have really drawn up a better situation.
That's right. I'm sitting right next to the front desk here, and boy, people are signing up memberships as they finish their tour.
Yeah, that's the goal. So we must have some salesmen that are giving the tours, and they're doing their job. So it's fun to see.
That's right. One thing we haven't touched on this afternoon yet is the Kid Zone that's right behind us here. Talk a little bit about that, Brian.
Yeah, so the Kid Zone is essentially an indoor playground for kids up to 12 years old. When we were looking and working with the board as to what the community needed, and we queried the community to do a community survey, and we realized that there was a lack of things for children to do, younger children. There was no indoor playground anywhere else in the area. So what we ended up doing was doing about a 2,000 square foot indoor playground that we went to the community, asked for funds. We raised about $159,000 in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
And we were able to do that. And it's a really impressive thing. And it's fun giving tours to families with little kids, because they're pretty bored until they get back to that area. Then their eyes light up. So we're really excited to use that. Of course, COVID has put kind of put the brakes on there a little bit. But once we're able to open that up, we think it'll be a big hit. We can rent it out for birthday parties, pizza parties, and granted, in the winter, we're pretty confident that that's going to be utilized quite a bit.
What impressed me about the Kid Zone is the flooring that's in there.
Yeah, so the flooring, granted, you need to protect the people, the kids that are climbing on equipment. So the flooring is actually made of recycled rubber tires that they chop up, pull the wire out, and put it back down. And it's about 5 inches thick, so
yep.
It's pretty spongy walking.
It is spongy. Yeah, that's a great... Montevideo community really stepped forward for that, didn't they?
Yeah, we were blown away by the response. We had a huge response just from our own employees. We raised half the money just from our own employees, because they see the benefit to doing that for the community.
Right.
So we're very happy with that.
Now, part of the Kid Zone, something that's not really finished yet, it will be vending machines for healthy vending machines,
yeah,
in the kitchen area.
Yeah, so we're just going to have a place back there where you can get healthy snacks, healthy drinks, and then we have a demonstration kitchen that we're working on, because 1 in 6 children suffer from food insecurities, which means they don't get enough food or they don't get the right food. So what we're looking at doing is teaching parents how to cook on a budget and being able to provide for their families and giving them the tools and the resources that they need so their children can get healthy meals. And we're looking at utilizing our own community garden that we have behind our ambulance garage and taking a bunch of fruit and vegetables down here and teaching people how to cook.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just sitting here looking around. This is such a huge asset to the Montevideo and surrounding area, this place, isn't it?
Yeah, we think it's huge. It's one of the first things you see when you're driving in on Highway 7, and it's hard to miss. And we think once people come in here and see it, they'll definitely see the benefit behind joining and behind getting in shape.
Right. You know, I think it's more than just Montevideo residents or the Montevideo community. I've seen people in here that live 30 minutes from here already, 20 minutes from Montevideo.
Yeah, and that's really one thing that we've been looking at, because some of our neighboring towns, they lost their fitness center. I know
mm-hmm.
Clare City had lost their fitness center, and a lot of those individuals work over here in Monty, even up at the hospital. So there's definitely a need that extends beyond just the city of Montevideo.
That's right. And, boy, you fit the need, that's for sure. Number of people walking by here on the walking track all day, all afternoon.
Yeah, it's been...
I think in the winter, this is really going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, we might have to put up some traffic lights or something, but there's a ton of people that are walking around, and the high school kids, they definitely were in here a little bit ago. There was probably about 20 high school kids that were lifting and running on the treadmill and doing that type of stuff, so it's fun to see that just the age range that are coming in here. We have a lot.
Yep.
We have elderly people that are interested in the walking track. We have kids that are interested in the Kid Zone. We have student athletes that are interested in everything. So
I think that's what stood out to me, too, was the age difference. A lot of senior citizens here, a lot of teenagers here, you know, everybody, all age groups.
Absolutely. And one of the things that was really looked for, that was really desired in our community, was a walking track that was considerable in size. And a lot of the people in the winter, the elderly people, they're going and walking at stores, and we don't have a mall in town. So, and walking on that hard concrete is not good for your joints. So our walking track, it's very comfortable to walk on. It's about an inch thick rubber floor, so it's going to be good for their joints and just getting some good exercise.
What impressed me with the media tour yesterday was the ventilation system in there. It's huge, and the air is moving. You can really feel that. I think that's important in a fitness center.
Absolutely. So the facility itself was in really good shape when we got it, when we bought it from Coburn's. And the rooftop units, there are 9 rooftop units that are controlling all the HVAC systems in here. So just this main area, we have 3 different rooftop units that are controlling it. We have 2 large 14-foot fans that are circulating that air even more. So there shouldn't be a situation where people are feeling like it's getting damp in here or getting too warm or anything like that. Mm. So we're pretty pleased with the HVAC system.
It's a fantastic place, that's for sure. And you're a workout guy too, right, Brian?
Yep, definitely. I like to get in here, and I don't get it. So as COVID was going on and the building was ready, it was a good excuse to come in here and practice and try some of the equipment and make sure it worked. So for a while there, it seemed like I had a private gym. So it's actually better to see more people in here now.
That's right. And you're the father of twins, right?
Yes, I am. So they're only 8 months old. So they're not moving around too much. But another year or so, we'll get them in the kids' zone, and they'll be having fun in there.
They'll love that, I bet, huh?
Yep.
So, all right, I just want to encourage people listening to stop over in Montevideo. Check out the CCM Wellness Center off Highway 7 here. As I mentioned, tours all the time, right?
Absolutely. People are walking in all the time, and we have a handful of people that'll just pull you through and give you a tour and give you all the information you need to know. But we're here. We're available.
All right, Brian, thanks for asking us to come over today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you guys coming over.
All right. Great day, and I think you're going to do a grand opening down the road or something, huh?
As soon as we are comfortable with COVID going around and we can have a big grand opening, invite the community out, and, we're definitely going to do that.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
That's Brian Loftall, the CEO of CCM Health, and it's been a pleasure broadcasting live throughout the afternoon here at the new CCM Wellness Center here in Montevideo. Come on out and check it out, and we'll turn it back to you, Maynard.